This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have an awesome guest today. We've got Sapiwe Baleka, and he is the founder of Fitness Trucking, driver health editor, Road King Magazine, and then also fitness guru to the trucking industry, and the author of his newest book, his first book, I believe, 4-Minute Fit. Welcome to the program today.
Hey, thank you, Derek. Glad to be here.
I love this book too. It's filled with Mythbusters, 4-Minute Mythbusters. This is a great read, great advice. And I love that you applied it back out of truck driving. I'm sure we've got some drivers that are listening, but the majority are probably the executives and sales and busy business owners and entrepreneurs that sometimes are neglecting or are having trouble being consistent. And like you said, you're showing this. And again, he's got visuals of in the office, at the laundromat, and the just all, everywhere. You can do these exercises anywhere, which is great about it. Hey, give us some other advice. What are some other things that we would learn from the book?
Let's see. I mean, in the book, I try to keep it simple, okay? Yeah. In fact, when we were doing the book, and I'm like, okay, I probably can explain everything in about 10 pages, right? And I don't want it any more complicated than that because, for example, in trucking, I work with all kinds of people, all walks of life, and I feel like I have to give them simple marching orders that are effective. So anything that's complicated that there's a steep learning curve, it makes it difficult either to get started or to maintain early on, and people will get frustrated. So I'm like, hey, real simple. You want to get results, turn your metabolism on before you start your day and eat protein every 3 hours. But I mean, there are other things, like, for example, we live in a day and age where everybody has cell phones. We have access to apps that make life easier or make you more productive. And now, for example, Derek, you can actually get an objective score. Like if somebody asked you, Derek, on a scale of 0 to 100, how good was your nutrition yesterday?
Right.
In the past, you couldn't answer that objectively.
Right.
But now you can actually get a number based on the fact that your body needs 60 essential nutrients every single day in order to function at an optimal level. You don't get just one of these 60 essential nutrients, something in your body isn't working optimally. And in the past, you couldn't know how much of the nutrients you were getting. And if you tried to calculate it, you'd have stacks of books, you'd have to have pencil and paper, calculators, you'd be looking up references, and you'd have to spend a lot of time just for an apple. You'd have to look up, you know, which kind of apple it was, the calories, the carbs, the protein. You have to add all this stuff up by hand. It was nearly impossible. Right. Now they have apps where it tracks not only your macronutrients, you know, your carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, but it'll track all your micronutrients. And at the end of the day, based on your recommended daily intake, what you or me, what I need as a 45-year-old man who weighs, you know, what I weigh and is my active, my lifestyle, I can log my food and then at the end of the day, see how much I got and get a score for that day, for that week, that month, or that year. And I suggest everybody, if you haven't done this yet, do this at least once, where you log your nutrition for 7 days in a row, everything you eat and drink. Because, you know, if you don't know the nutrition content of the food you're eating, what are you making your nutrition choices based on? It's probably situational convenience and habit. And if you're not happy with the current state of your weight or your health or your energy levels, knowing nutrition plays a big part of it. A lot of the biggest mistake people make, Derek, is they're like, oh, I got to get fit. I got to get healthy. I got to lose weight. I better start eating healthy. And so what do they do? I ask you, Derek, when you think of healthy food, what's the first thing comes to mind?
I think of a salad.
Salad? And then the next thing is what?
Vegetables, chicken, grilled chicken,
okay,
protein.
Okay, good for you. A lot of people will say fruit.
Yeah,
the epitome of healthy food is fruits and vegetables. So if I want to lose weight, I need to eat salad and I need to eat fruit, okay?
Right.
So if you eat salad and there's no meat in it, there's no protein, protein is what gives your metabolism work to do. Okay. And fruit, guess what? It's all carbs. When your body when you eat carbs and your body doesn't need the energy because you're just sitting there behind the wheel or you're just sitting there behind the desk, you're not moving. Energy is valuable, right? Don't you got to pay for heating? Don't you got to pay for electricity and all that?
Right.
So if you give your body something valuable in the form of potential energy, but you don't need it right then and there, your body's not just going to throw it away. It's going to store it as fat. Right. And so the mistake that a lot of the drivers were making, and I'd venture to say a lot of people trying to lose weight in America, is they never analyze their nutrition to actually see what's doing the most damage. So they never fix what's doing the damage, but what they do is they just start adding more of what they think is healthy and is going to lose weight, which in this case is more fruit, which is all carbs. So you're eating carbs on top of carbs on top of carbs, which is getting stored as fat.
Right.
But people think, oh, I'm eating healthy because I'm eating fruit. And then after 2 weeks of not getting the weight loss results that they want because they really haven't mastered metabolism, they haven't mastered the system of nutrition, they're just going on hearsay, what they think is healthy, and they don't get the results, and they get frustrated and they quit. And so it hasn't really occurred. Just because something has a lot of vitamins and minerals, like fruit, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be good for your metabolism in certain contexts.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.